From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A magnitude 8.8 earthquake struck Chile early this morning. The quake was centered about 70 miles from Concepcion and about 200 miles from the capital, Santiago. Witnesses say there have been numerous aftershocks. BBC's Daniel Schweimler reports.
Its epicenter was near the central city of Concepcion, and communication with that region has been cut. Strong tremors of up to 30 seconds were felt in the capital, Santiago, and throughout the country. The president, Michelle Bachelet, went directly to an emergency center in the capital where they're trying to coordinate operations and find out just how bad the impact of the earthquake has been. She appealed for people to remain calm. She said they were in the process of finding out about the effects of the quake across the region, the state of the roads and hospitals, the damage to buildings, and of course the number of those killed and injured.
The BBC's Daniel Schweimler reporting. Officials say at least 76 people have died, and they expect that death toll to rise. A huge storm unleashed heavy snow, rain, and hurricane-force winds across parts of the northeast U.S. yesterday, complicating travel across the region. Pat Franks was among a group of Philadelphia students returning from a ski trip when their bus got stuck on a hill in the northeastern Pennsylvania town of Uniondale.
I thought we were going to literally sleep on like some concrete floor. And when Red Cross showed up with cots, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And I didn't have a blanket, and I got a blanket, so I'm all right.
The storm knocked out power to more than a million customers in the Northeast and snarled transportation throughout the region. Hundreds of flights were canceled yesterday. The Obama administration will delay making Medicare payments to doctors rather than having to send smaller payments. A 21% cut is scheduled to take effect Monday after the Senate failed to pass legislation to avert it. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The pay cut is the unintended effect of a formula just about everyone agrees is flawed, and Congress has already voted once this year to delay it. But legislation that would delay the cut by an additional 30 days, as well as extend unemployment, health insurance, and many other benefits, unexpectedly stalled in the Senate Thursday night due to the objections of Kentucky Republican Senator Jim Bunning. The House had already done its part by passing the bill earlier Thursday. With the Medicare cut now set to take effect Monday, Medicare officials say they're instructing insurance companies who process doctors' claims to hold those bills for 10 days. That's expected to be enough time for the Senate to pass the measure and for President Obama to sign it. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The president used his weekly address today to push once again for a plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. He said he's ready to compromise with Republicans if they're serious about it. He held an all-day session on health care Thursday with both Democrats and Republicans. This is NPR News. Killer whale shows will resume at SeaWorld in Orlando, Florida today. They were suspended after a trainer was killed Wednesday. She had been dragged into the water by her hair by a killer whale named Tilikum, the largest orca in captivity. Officials say the whale will take part in the show, but the trainers won't be allowed in the water, so more spectacular stunts won't be performed, such as trainers surfing on top of the whales. At the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada's national men's hockey team has qualified for the gold medal game. The Canadians beat Slovakia 3-2 in a game that turned tense in the final minutes. From Vancouver, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Canada was cruising in the third and final period, up 3-0, and one could forgive the happy fans at Canada Hockey Place if their attention started drifting to Sunday and a rematch with the arch-rival United States in the gold medal game. Earlier Friday, the U.S. easily beat Finland to move into the final. But if the fans' attention was drifting, they weren't alone. The Canadian hockey players also seemed to lose their edge, and once Slovak defenseman Lubomir Vyshnovsky scored, the game suddenly was on. About 4 minutes later, Slovakia scored again, and then in the final moments, the action was frenzied as Canadian goalie Roberto Luongo repelled a number of Slovakian shots on goal. The final horn sounded, and among Canadian players and fans, there was a mix of joy and relief. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.
So far, the U.S. leads in the overall medal count with 34. This is the first time the U.S. has won the most medals at the Olympics since the 1932 Games in Lake Placid, New York. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.